Welcome to installment 245 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, continuing the discussion of financial damages of the Rambam. This time, positive commandment number 241 regarding Eish, or damage caused as a result of a person setting a fire in his property, and as a result of its spreading, caused damages to another person's property. The Rambam tells us that this commandment is a din of Be'era, or as some versions have it in the Rambam's legal code, Ha'havara, meaning burning. As the Rambam quotes the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 5, Ki seitzei eish u'motza keitzim, if fire should go forth from a person's property and find thorns, v'nechal godish ei hakoma, and it should have eaten some grain, whether grain which was standing in the field, still attached, or grain which has been cut, or yasodo, or burns the field itself. Shalim yeshalim hamavir es habeira. The person who started the fire must pay for the damage which is done. This is true even though the fire originated in one person's property, and a wind came along and blew the fire past the person's property into another's and did damage there. Nevertheless, the one who originated the fire is responsible for the damage which is caused. There are other tuldos, subcategories of this general category of damage, which have nothing to do with fire. For example, let us say that a person has placed a knife on his roof, and along comes a wind and blows the knife off the roof, and in its falling it causes damage. This would come under the category of Eish, damage caused by fire, even though there was no fire present, it was only a knife. The reason is because the person has placed a source of damage, in one case a fire, in this case a knife, in a place where a wind can cause it to do actual damage, and therefore he bears full responsibility for the result. By saying full responsibility, we mean that this is considered that the person did the damage with his own hand. As the Talmud tells us, a disagreement in this regard, but the final halacha is that Ishai Mishum Chitzav, that if a person did damage through fire, it is the same thing as an arrow. That if a person shoots an arrow, and the arrow does damage, we do not say that the person indirectly caused the damage. We would not say then that the person just did something to an arrow and the arrow damaged. This is rather direct causation. Once the person has shot the arrow, it's considered at that moment that the person himself did the damage. So too, Ishai Mishum Chitzav, the fire has similar direct causation. It's not, for example, like a person who dug a pit, and then someone fell in the pit and injured themselves. When the person lit the fire, this is even more direct. And unlike the case of the pit, where a person must pay only direct damage, in this case of a fire, a person is responsible for all forms of monetary damage. For he must pay for the damage itself, and he also must pay for the person's lack of employment, the money he would have earned in the time that he is now off the job. In addition, medical costs must be paid. In addition, tsar, compensation for the pain the person had to endure, and beishes, for the shame that he had to go through as a result of this injury. All of this must be paid back in the case of damage of fire, as if the person did the damage with his own hands. These laws involving direct and indirect causation, together with this commandment of Eish, are discussed in the second and sixth chapters of Baba Kama. They are extremely relevant in modern day halacha, especially in questions regarding the Sabbath, as when is something considered to be directly caused on Sabbath and when indirectly caused, as we will discuss, God willing, in tomorrow's shir. We see from this law that a person must be extremely careful with fire and keep it within the proper boundaries to ensure that it cannot get out of hand and do damage. The Shalom HaKadosh tells us that this idea of containing a fire refers not only to physical fire, but teaches us an important lesson in our daily behavior, that anger and disagreement, machloikis, are also compared to fire, and a person must be extremely careful with them as well, that even though a person might not mean that anger should spread, and machloikis, disagreement, should spread, and even if it's against a person's will, a person does not wish, for example, that the fire should spread out of his property into another person's. Nevertheless, the Torah requires that he take very, very strict and severe precautions to ensure that the disagreement does not spread and get out of hand. So too, the Shalom HaKadosh tells us that we must be extremely careful in our actions to ensure that no statement of ours or no action of ours should bring to a spread of machlokes, of disagreement, or of anger. A story is told about Reb Tzvi Hirsch, the Shamas of Rimenov, that he was once called in to adjudicate a dispute in rabbinic court, that in a certain town a big disagreement had erupted over the behavior of a certain sheikhet, a ritual slaughterer, and he was called in from far in order to decide this dispute. He came to the city and listened to both sides of the argument, the people that were supporting the sheikhet and his claims, and the people that were opposing the sheikhet and his claims. And after finishing hearing the evidence from both sides, he called in the sheikhet himself, and he started speaking to the sheikhet, and he said that we say in our daily prayers, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalem Ba'Elam, that the idea of a Torah scholar, a Talmud Chacham, is to increase peace in the world. But we see that your involvement and your behavior has led to nothing but machlekes, has led to disagreement, and we therefore see that you are not a Talmud Chacham. You are not a Torah scholar, since your behavior has led to Pirud HaLevavos, to fighting and bickering and strife among Jews. Therefore, since according to Jewish law you are not a Talmud Chacham, and therefore you are invalid to act as a sheikhet, and therefore I command that you be relieved of your job immediately. So we see how important it is that the sheikhet should not only have been careful not to do direct misdeed, but in this case he was removed from his position because he did not avoid machlekes, he did not avoid argument and strife. The Talmudic tractate Baba Kama gives us another lesson from this verse regarding the damage caused by fire. After the verse states, Kiseitze Eish, that a fire came out and did damage, what is the law? Shalem Yeshalem Hamavir Es HaBe'era. The one that caused the fire, that originated the fire, must pay back for the damage. The Talmud tells us that this can be applied to a statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God tells the Jewish people that I made a fire, and in the future I will pay back that fire. What is the fire that God made? God burnt Jerusalem and burnt the Beis HaMikdash, and he did so with fire, as it says in Eicha, that the fire came out in Zion and destroyed it to its very foundation. And this was the fire, Kiseitze Eish, the fire which God made. However, Va'ani Osid Libnesa Ba'esh, God promises that in the future I will rebuild it again. I will pay back for the damage which was done by fire. And I will pay back in the same way I damaged it. I will pay it back with fire. As the Talmud quotes a verse from the prophet Zechariah, that I will be, God himself promises, that I will be a wall of fire surrounding Jerusalem, and I will put my glory, my honor within it, that God will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with fire in a miraculous way. And this should be Ken Yehiratzon, this should be speedily in our days with the arrival of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thank you for tuning in to Sefer Mitzvahs, a project of Sichos in English. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.